Restoring My Soul, Friday the 18th of November. No distinction between Jew and Gentile. At the end of Paul's first missionary journey, Paul and Barnabas returned to Antioch. They gathered the church together and reported that God had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Sometime later, a group of men came from Judea to Antioch and began to teach the believers that in order to be saved, they needed to be circumcised according to the custom of Moses. Paul and Barnabas had a major dispute with this group of Judaizers concerning this matter. It was determined that Paul and Barnabas should travel to Jerusalem to discuss the issue with the apostles and the elders of the Jerusalem church. The sect of the Pharisees within the Church of Jerusalem believed that it was necessary to be circumcised and to keep the law of Moses. There was much dispute when the apostles and elders came together to consider this matter. However, the apostle Peter stood up among them all and proclaimed, "Men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. So God, who knows the heart, acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. He made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. We believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they." The Apostle Peter proclaimed that there is no distinction between the Jews and the Gentiles in the body of Christ. Both Jews and Gentiles are saved by hearing the word of the gospel, believing, and then receiving the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of his offering and sufferings. The statement of Peter's faith before the apostles and elders laid the foundation for Paul and Barnabas to share their testimony. They declared how many miracles and wonders God had worked through them among the Gentiles. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 14, verse 27, Acts chapter 15, verses 1 to 2, and Acts chapter 15, verses 6 to 12. For further study, Acts chapter 15.